Singer-songwriter Joe Henry is more known for the company he keeps, producing Elvis Costello and Alan Toussaint, R&B great Solomon Burke, and others, as well as having Madonna for his sister-in-law than he is for his own stellar work, particularly on his new album Civilians. For the first time on this new album, he has allowed politics to overtly enter his writing. Joe's a family guy who likes to record at home, and his home and studio lent themselves to this new album, allowing everyone to set up and play live together. I asked Joe Henry about his house, which is in many ways an antique, something Southern California is not known for, and I asked him if the house itself was an important element of the album.
Yes, it was. The house is called the Garfield House, and it was built in 1904 for the widow of President Garfield, so the former First Lady, when she was recuperating from that loss, started spending her winters in Pasadena, or South Pasadena, and built her retirement home there off the dollars and nickels that the country sent her. I think they felt horribly that her husband had been shot in the line of duty, and made her a fairly wealthy woman, and she built this house that I now occupy with my family.
Now, how did you have your eye on it for a while? How did it come available?
Well, we've been living in the community for, had been living there for 6 years, and I wasn't even aware of the house. It was up on kind of a hidden street, and I didn't think a house like that just came on the market, and it was in terrible shape, and I didn't know houses like that wound up in terrible shape either. And one day there it was, and terrified my wife to even walk through it. It was in such bad shape, but I was completely intrigued by it. And I have a studio there, which is, I've been doing all the work that I've been doing for the last year down in the basement.
There seem to be so many advantages of being, you know, not that Joe, knowing how you dress, you would not roll out of bed and go to work, but it's there. And did it affect, do you think, your either your work ethic or the way you work or any of that?
Well, what it's changed primarily, and I wouldn't do everything there. It's still a very intensely personal thing to have people into your house working when you have a family. But what it has done is that there's a lot less distinction for me now between my working life and my personal life. I guess that's a double-edged sword too, but you know, I used to, you know, whenever I was at work, it meant I was on the road or I was away from home in the studio, and I started to look at my life and my occupation as very separate things. They got very compartmentalized. With a studio at home, I find that the line is blurred in sort of an interesting way. I always kind of feel like I'm slightly at work, but because I like my work, I see mostly the good side of that. My family may tell you different, but I, you know, I kind of can move in and out of working phases without having to call and hire a room or a moving company to take my gear somewhere. You know, you just kind of some days you walk downstairs and find yourself sort of at work because you've stumbled onto something. And I think that's really conducive, when you can easily be at work, you know, without having to plan for it. Because a lot of great music happens when you haven't planned for it.
One of the things about Civilians, it seems, and you can tell me if I'm right or wrong, it seems that there's a good deal of recording with the people you worked with, including Bill Frisell and Greg Lease and Jay Bella Rose and some wonderful people, all in the same room and recording together, which seems to me a little bit moving back to an older way of working for you.
Well, you know what? I started off working that way, always and only, and then I discovered a new way to work. I got kind of frustrated with what I knew about record making somewhere there in the early 90s. But, you know, things come around, and I started to get, when I made Scar, it was the first time in many years I had, you know, began a record with, you know, myself and six musicians in a room discovering what a song might be. And I got completely invigorated again with what it was like to play music, you know, but in that circumstance where you can manipulate and change anything. So I'm sort of back to that now, and you know, part of it is just working with fantastic, you know, players. I always say I take the coward's way out and hire only really, really good people, and things become musical very quickly. You know, if you've got a song you believe in and you got great people in a room, it's not hard to find a way to represent it in a musical way. The only problem starts when someone making a record has an idea that there's one way the song can exist, and we have to beat our heads on the wall until we get to that one thing that I've already preordained as right. I don't work like that. I just think in terms of there are all kind of ways a song can be successful. We just need to find one of them and commit to it. And it's not difficult, David.
Joe Henry is our guest, and we're talking about the making of the new album, Civilians. And I want to talk more about the writing and some of the themes in the album, but we should do a tune, your choice of something to begin with.
Sure. Well, let's play Time is a Lion.
Fear the angels above while you sleep, then I'll be the blood you paint on your door. Your dream is a worry that nothing will keep, but time is a story and there will be more. Your dream is a worry that nothing will keep, but time is a story and there will be more. Well, death and disgrace can seduce anyone that needs to believe there's judgment at hand. Well, God may be kind and see you like a son, but time is a lion when you are a lamb. Well, God may be kind and see you like a son, but time is a lion when you are a lamb. The years see the best of intentions and greed. They come without shame, they'll leave you with some. Well, men become old when their hurt becomes need, but time is a lover and your time is young. Well, men become old when their hurt becomes need, but time is a lover and your time is young. The son is a soldier out crawling the hill, setting fire to every house that's in view, lighting the ruin of my hope and my will, till I'm like a shadow and I'm falling on you, crawling on you. Oh, you know how I do. So sleep here with me and I'll keep you close for now while I try to live up to you. You can't see the challenge of this, I suppose, but time is a dare and I'm trying to. You can't see the challenge of this, I suppose, but time is a dare and I'm trying to. Well, time is a dare and I'm trying. Well, time is a dare, and I'm trying to. You know, time is a dare, and I'm trying to.
Joe Henry is playing live for us today on the World Cafe, and that is Time is a Lion from Civilians, the new album. And, boy, I don't know whether I should be scared or comforted by that song. There's a bit of both in there.
Well, they're not mutually exclusive, David. You could be both.
You know, one of the things I read you say is in the past when you were exclusively in the sort of singer-songwriter mode before you discovered loops and rhythm and started doing some that work, that the words had to provide the rhythm in the song in some way, how they were put together?
Well, that's something I recognized after the fact, David. You know, I would go back and listen to my early records, not as entertainment, but, you know, just as exploration. And I started noticing that even though I was hearing a lot of rhythm in my head that I, because I was writing alone at a guitar, I was kind of subconsciously looking to articulate rhythm. So I used a lot of words, and I picked words because the syllables kind of suggested a rhythmic integrity, a structure. And I was using too many words. And then when you're singing, you know, you're just trying to fit them all in. You're not thinking about, you know, how different, you know, the different ways you could phrase something or how you might, you know, deliver a line in a more languid fashion, you know, to some effect, you know. And I started listening to Sinatra records like I do all the time and like everybody does. And you think, he was so free. I mean, the people who wrote those classic songs understood everything didn't have to be contained within the written aspect of the song, if you know what I mean. And once I understood that, if I start writing to a drum loop, as I was when I was having this bit of a revelation, that I could just sing a few words and let music continue. And I don't know why it took me, you know, four records into my career or whatever it was to wake up to this, but I started thinking very differently about how I wanted to write. And wanted to leave myself room to learn to be a singer, and because I love singers, and I love what a voice communicates, and I don't want to think about music being only in service to a lyric. You know, I failed if anybody hears a song and thinks that what that is a smart bit of lyric writing, you know, being propped up. I don't think a song is a song unless the elements, you know, the melody and the lyric become inseparable, where you can't imagine one without the other.
Joe Henry is our guest today on the World Cafe. And Joe, one of the things you talked about is there being a political element to the writing on this album. And I was thinking about that recently because I heard an interview with the Dominican author, Junot Diaz. And people keep asking him whether he's a political writer. And he kind of sat back and said, well, everybody is political. It's just how it is expressed. And even if you're for the status quo, whatever that may be, it's, hey, that's a political work as well. But what kind of led you towards this on, I guess, the Times, or it would be, might be,
yeah,
an easy answer.
Yeah, I was led there by the by the overwhelming and unfortunate moment in history in which we find ourselves as a nation. You know, I can look at the country like I look at the record business and say, you know, it's all gone to hell, but it's important that it has, because we needed to wake up to something, and I hope that we are starting to. I didn't make a decision to allow political thought to enter my writing, but I did make a decision to let it happen once I saw that it was going that way. I used to be, you know, kind of completely against the idea of anything remotely topical finding a way into a song of mine, because I think nothing ages worse than a topical song, you know? It just traps it into the tar pit of its moment. And a song needs to aspire to be not only of its time, but outside of its time, so that, you know, it's not left back there as an artifact, but it can be reinterpreted and reimagined and put into a new context at some later date. And I think if you nail it in the moment, then you left it there. At the same time, I started to see that everything I was writing had, you know, some smoke seeping under the door, and I was powerless to stop it. And I decided, well, if I'm trying to dial that frequency out, I might be dialing out something that's propelling the work, and that might be foolish. So I tried to find a way that I could make peace with that idea that this element was going to exist, and could I do it in a way that was authentic for me and that I could live with.
And I this is kind of leading up to playing one called Civil War, which, you know, we're talking about songs having political context. This one is great because you can look at it any way you want to look at it, and certainly in terms of the personal and the emotional. Can you do that one live?
I sure can.
I don't know you to wear a hat, but I came home late and there it sat. You rose to show what hats are for when living through a civil war. When living through a civil war. Christmas mornings and New Year's days, they flood with dreams and they drift away. They cling to logs and cupboard doors, riding out this civil war, riding out this. Some fighters came and they pitched a tent, and everyone round here we went. The fix was in, but we bet and we swore from both sides of a civil war. We build this up and we knock this down. We call our little mob a town. We nail a sign up above the door. God bless our little civil war. God bless our little civil war. Three dogs at a party on a boat at night, play checkers in a lantern light. They sing a song out to the shore of women gold and civil war. Every truth carries blame, and every light reveals some shame. Progress rides with thieves and whores, the stowaways of civil war, the stowaways of. Progress rides with thieves and whores, the stowaways of civil war, the stowaways of civil war.
Once again, I'm feeling a little scared and comforted. Civil War, another one from Joe Henry's Civilians with that Progress Rides.
You know, I think all my songs are funny, David. I think
I know.
Every song I've written, I think there's something funny about them. And I'm dismayed when people don't recognize that and they hear them only as kind of dark and foreboding. I guess I understand it, but, you know, maybe I just have a different sense of humor than some people.
Oh, I see humor in many, many, many things of yours, indeed. But sometimes you write about the truths of life, and sometimes that can be sometimes I guess all you can do is laugh. So indeed, Joe Henry is our guest, and we're talking about Civilians. Why did you choose that for the title?
Civilians?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I think that it just kind of suggests, you know, I hate to say them and us, but I think there is a, in this moment in our in our country's history, there is a small group of them who are wreaking havoc, you know, supposedly on behalf of all of us. And I think there is a very big group of us who is not them, who does not favor what's being done in our name all around the world right now.
Now, I've been sort of dictating the songs to this point. You want to pick one that you'd like to do?
Sure. Why don't I do... let's see if I can do Scare Me to Death. Well, I've seen the best and the worst you can be. And all while you're getting the better of me. You're fragile but wicked and fleeting as breath. But you move up behind me and you scare me to death. You're fragile but wicked and fleeting as breath. But when you move close to me, you scare me to death. At war between all good intentions and greed, my love is the kind where want becomes need, where lust takes the toll of a quick stolen and you stir within me and you scare me to death. Where lust takes the toll of a quick stolen breath, you stir within me and you scare me. Dose now of either heart or of mind can be lethal, it seems, if they're not combined. They show but contempt when considered as two, and pretend that each is the other to you. Now you spit in your hands and haul on the road. And you fill up my cup with the worst kind of hope. You lift me with words I haven't found yet. I fall like a shadow and you scare me. I fall like your shadow, you've stolen my breath. You sleep here beside me and you scare me to death. You sleep here beside me and you scare me to death.
On the World Cafe, Joe Henry is here today and Scare Me to Death, another one from Civilians. And Joe, you're in remarkably good voice today. Sounds great.
Oh, thank you, David.
Sounds very good indeed. Joe, thank you so much for coming on and doing these songs live. It's a great work, and it's great to hear the stripped-down versions of it.
Oh, it's my pleasure, David. Of course.
Joe Henry, my guest, and we'll be back in a moment here on the World Cafe.